Welcome back into Upon Further Review. And of course, we always enjoy chatting with former Cam Atland athletes that are doing great things, whether that be playing, coaching, at whatever level. And we're excited now to be talking with Marie Martin. Now, Southwest Valley people might remember her as Marie Palmer, Southwest Valley grad coaching volleyball in Kansas. And she led her high school team there in Paola to a state tournament and a fourth place finish. Marie, how's it going?
Good. How are you, Trevor?
Good. Hey, it was kind of fun following your team's run throughout the year on Facebook, and it sounds like it was a great season for you there. Now that it's over, I guess just kind of reflect on it and the ride that your team went on this year.
Well, we started off the season, I think it was 12 or 13-0, which was a lot of pressure for the girls, but it was exciting because, you know, going on a run like that is not necessarily easy to do. And then we had a lot of tournaments throughout the year, so you play a lot of good teams there. So we had some losses going into sub-state. They do sub-state very differently here in Kansas. It's actually like one day you play. I know in Iowa you have like the districts and the regionals and all the things. It feels like six games before you play for sub-state, but you play one day in Kansas. And by the end of the season, we had our sub-state bracket hosting in Paola, where I'm at right now, and we had a really good chance of making it, and we did. And the girls went to state and, you know, did what they had to do that first game to make it to the second day.
Go all the way back to the start of the year, you know, with this team. Did you see that this group had the makings of a squad that ultimately had the success that it had?
I think, you know, you look at a team and you're like, yeah, we have the chance to make it to state, but there's so much good volleyball played down here in the Kansas City area. It's way different. Not that there's not good volleyball around Southwest Iowa. It's just a different level. It's everybody plays and it's very competitive. And it just depends on what sub-state you get placed in. And I knew there was potential, but you never really know, you know?
Yeah, you know, 27-11, I believe, is what the record's at least showing on Max Preps. And you mentioned, you know, you started the year undefeated, back half the season, played some really, really good teams. When you look back at the year, what was it that made this group click the way that it did?
They truly love each other. Like, you know, most teams, it's like you get along well, like whatever. But if when they love each other and want to be around each other and play for each other, that makes the whole difference. Like, they genuinely wanted to come to practice every day and listen to what the coaches had to say, and they wanted to play for each other.
And I know, great year there this year. And I know, looking at your stats, I mean, you've got a lot of girls that are underclassmen that are going to be a part of things going forward. I'd imagine right now there's a lot of excitement around the program.
Yeah, I mean, we lost five seniors, four that were starters for us, so those will be big roles to fill, but those seven that are still around, it's like I hope they got a taste of what state feels like and aren't complacent with a fourth place. It's a great way to end the year, but I want to go further next year or the years to come. But yeah, a lot, very young roster. I think we have five juniors that have had several years of varsity experience,
and the two younger girls
are very good leaders and will step into those leadership roles as they get older too.
Again, we're talking Marie Martin, Southwest Valley alum, coaching high school volleyball in Kansas, coming off of a state tournament appearance down there. Maria, I wanted to ask you about, you know, just getting into, you know, coaching and you know, ending up in Kansas like you are now, because I know out of high school you went the education route for college, and I know you were obviously involved in sports throughout your high school career. I guess just fill our listeners in on kind of what you've been up to, since your playing days.
Oh, like you said, I teach down here. I taught 2 years at Southwest Valley where we both grew up and, you know, went to high school. But I've been at Paola for 4 years. I teach Spanish 1-4. This is my second year as head coach down here at Paola. My first year here, the first year, I was a freshman coach. And the head coach was pregnant and she knew she was going to leave. And she'd been, you know, putting that bug into my ear and the other assistant's ear, like, you know, you should consider it. And I didn't think I wanted to deal with it, because it's a lot of pressure, it's a lot of work, a lot of behind the scenes that I don't think the girls realize or anybody else realizes unless you're in the thick of it. But I just said, why not? Like, if not me, then who? I'd rather work for myself and build the program that I want, and it's been awesome.
Have you been able to put your finger on, you know, what it was that kind of drew you into coaching and made that something that you wanted to be a part of?
I think it's probably the love that I had for my coaches. Like, I love Lindsay Wetzel and Lisa Sparks as my volleyball coaches, and I wanted to help kids like they helped us.
Yeah, and, I imagine you probably reflect a lot on your experiences as a player, knowing kind of what players want these days.
Yeah, I will say the mental aspect of the game is way different. Like, we were coached hard in Corning, and I'm a better person because of it, but I think the older people get, you know, you always hear like, oh, this time people have changed, people are soft. It is so true. Like, there's so much mental side of it that we've had to train this year to, like, kind of get the girls in a better headspace to, you know, accept criticism, to go into tough games and win tough games. But it just seemed very different mentally than it was 10 or 15 years ago for me.
You mentioned, you know, now as you're into your early stages of leading this program, you know, you don't want this to be the norm of you want this to be the norm of getting the state tournament, I should say. Where does the program go from there? And I guess kind of touch on your vision that you have going forward there.
We saw some really good teams the second day at state. Topeka Haven's a private school in Topeka, Kansas, and they were outstanding and same. We played Clay Center, which I think they're near Manhattan, also really, really good teams. And I don't think that we played necessarily up to our level that second day. I hope it wasn't complacency for making it to the second day and knowing that no matter what, you might get a medal. But learned a lot of what we need to work on moving forward. We're a very small team. I think our biggest girl's like 5'9 or 5'10, and we were definitely undersized at the state tournament. It's not like the 6-foot group we had at Corning where it was like me, Marissa, Sydney Maines, like a ton of us were over 6 foot. They don't have that down here, at least not at Paola. So working on some vertical stuff, trying to make sure we have a block up for our back row. We're working on that offensively and defensively next year.
And lastly, Marie, I'm curious because, you know, you go to Kansas and start coaching, and maybe you had kind of an idea of what you were getting into. Maybe you didn't when it came to, you know, the competition level and the teams that you're going to play. I know, like, for me as a broadcaster, I feel like I know Iowa, Nebraska, Missouri pretty well. Don't know anything about Kansas. I guess just touch on kind of the high school volleyball scene there in Kansas. And was it a big change for you going from Iowa to Kansas?
So I think when we were in high school, you know, we were 1A, 2A, maybe 2A towards our first couple of years of Southwest Valley. But right now I'm in a 4A, and it's right outside the city. So all of the league schools are also right outside of Kansas City. There's really good club teams around here. Like, if you're not playing club and you're not doing it competitively, like, you won't even make your high school team. The offense is way faster than anything we ever ran, like in Corning. I think playing at SWIC helped a little bit with working on different, like, offensive systems and, like, a quicker game. But still, it was way different than what I expected. So those first couple of years were a learning curve in terms of, like, oh, now I should probably be scouting these area teams. Like, just something I never did prior to coming here, if that makes sense.
Yeah, no, it makes a lot of sense. Again, that is Marie Martin, Southwest Valley alum, coaching volleyball in Paola, Kansas. I recently led her team to a state tournament appearance. Marie, appreciate the time today. It was fun catching up with you and fun kind of following your team from afar throughout the year. And wish you the best of luck going forward.
Awesome. Thanks, Trevor.